1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Traumatized? Pulverized? Vaporized? Why is it that movies, books, virtually every artistic expression will often portray our hearts, the whole world, as thus besieged? Is it simply a dramatic way to get attention? Or is there behind it a common fear in man's conscience? A common anxiety from sin's separation from God? A dynamic wind? It can traumatize. Creaking branches, banging shutters in the darkness of night. It can penetrate, creating dust storms that penetrate the eyes and nose and mouth, turning man from his course, drawing the moisture out of our system, tearing at our clothes, and would rip us off the mountain. The winds of this sin-devastated world penetrate every heart with the fear of death. Tear at our securities would turn us from hopes of Shangri-La and rip us, throwing us into the dark depths of despair, depression, and death. Earthquakes rift the very crust of the earth, pulverize rocks, topple mountains so that bridges and buildings crumble. The economic earthquakes man is experiencing today pulverize investments, topple industries, and so cause savings and security to crumble. And what about fires? Quickly, they indeed can vaporize man's property, power, possession. The fires of God's judgment on sin consume everything that by nature we are, we have, we hope. So thank God, the Lord does not want to deal with us in the wind and the earthquake and the fire. What do we read in our text? The Lord was not in them, but rather He came to Elijah in the still, small voice. Dynamic winds indeed can traumatize us, but it's only the still, small voice of the gospel that can penetrate our hearts to turn us
to Christ, to drink of that water of life that He gives freely, so that even in the darkness of the shadow of death, we are not overwhelmed, but rejoice in the gift of everlasting life from your risen Savior. Yes, earthquakes can pulverize, but it's only the still small voice of the gospel that can crack that bedrock foundation within us of self-reliance and move us onto the foundation of Christ's blood and righteousness, which alone establishes for you a righteousness that is unshakable with the Lord. The fire can vaporize, but only the still small voice of the gospel can set our hearts ablaze with such love for Christ that we want to produce fruits of faith. Faith in God to work all things for good. Faith in His providential plan. And love that deals with one another according to His grace. Elijah had wanted God to unleash the wind, earthquake, and fire, that He might wield their devastations against others. But at Horeb instead, he faced the desperate, damning devastation that he also deserved for his sin. How often do you and I want to wield those devastations against others? Like Elijah, it happens. But then, why shouldn't they wield them against us? Why then wouldn't the righteous judge wield them against us? So what is the answer to these anxieties that grips man's heart in the darkness of night? Thank God that He does not want to deal with us with the wind and the earthquake and the fire, but rather graciously comes to us in the still small voice of His gospel. It is pure grace. Just as Christ graciously came into this world to die instead of me and you, so God has graciously chosen to come to us in this still small voice of His gospel. Compared to the loud, proud proclamations of man, it appears to us to be insignificant, unspectacular, unimpressive. And man can easily outshout it, ignore it, reject it to his own doom. But graciously, the Lord keeps calling us with it, with that still, small voice, calling us to His grace that does not traumatize, pulverize, or vaporize, but offers you instead the perfect paradise of peace through Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. conclude with hymn 552, stanzas 4 and 8. 552, 4 and 8.